Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, today we're going to talk a little bit more about who God is. Let's get started. What are the attributes of God? Well, the Bible is specific about a few. And many of us are nodding heads when we hear God is love. I like to point out that there are what I call two categories of attributes, the what and the who. And when we know him, both are important. But the who attributes, and one in particular, are my emphasis right now. As Paul winds up his masterful book to the Romans, he also seems to spotlight this attribute. He says in Romans 15:13, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Well, simply put, hope is the expectation of coming good. It's eternal because he's eternal. And it's wonderful because he's wonderful. And it has several key characteristics. First, it's a response to God's nature. It is a gift from God that enables believers to trust him, even in difficult circumstances, leading to peace and power through the Holy Spirit. Now, worldly hope is often based on uncertain desires, like hoping for a lottery win or good weather. Second, it's a confident expectation. Unlike a simple wish, biblical hope implies a firm or absolute belief and a certain absolute expectation that a desired future good will be fulfilled. Next, it's grounded in faith. Now, hope is inseparable from faith, as it relies on believing God's word and the reality of his past faithfulness and future promises. Next, it's a joyful anticipation. This confident expectation gives rise to an irrepressible joy and a positive outlook for the future. And next, it's rooted in God. Now, true biblical hope finds its source and foundation in God's character, his redemptive power, and his unwavering promises. So, let's consider what the Scripture has to say to us about hope so that we can know and love and submit to our God ever more wholeheartedly. First, God cursed the ground for man's sake. Remember back Genesis 3:17. And so, the creation groaned. But Paul explained in Romans 8:20, "For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope." Wow. So God himself had the absolute expectation of coming good because it's all his work, all his plan, and it's all good and absolutely sure. Abraham, you know, is called the father of faith because of his great faith in God. But he could also be called the father of hope for the same reason. Speaking of Abraham, the apostle wrote in Romans 4:18, "Who, contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be." Now, we are told that Faith is the evidence of things not seen. That's Hebrews 11:1. And is also the substance of things hoped for. And again, Paul tells us in Romans 8:24 and 25, for we were saved in this hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what one sees or he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. So hope is not seen, but it was embodied in a person. What do I mean? Well, Paul wrote in 1 Timothy 1:1, he said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the commandment of God our Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ, our hope. He led the way into the presence of God, that is Jesus. And Hebrews 6:19 tells us, this hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil. This anchor, this utterly amazing God-man, Jesus Christ, not only entered that presence, but also sent his Spirit into our hearts to provide not simply a wishful thinking hope for eternal life, but a living hope and an absolute expectation. 1 Peter 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So now each and every one of you who truly believe are a visual aid to the creation, because the hope by his Spirit lives in you. Colossians 1:27 says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And 1 John 3:3 says, and everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. Now, just as I've written before, you cannot purify yourself. You cannot make yourself clean. Only the blood of Jesus can do that. And what this verse then is saying is that it's this hope, this person in whom you believe. He purifies you just as he is pure. You can also check out 1 John 1:9. It's having him in you that purifies you. So what does this purification look like? After all, he left us in these corpses, if you would, for a reason. When we yield to him, he leads us in him to hope and to the love of God. Romans 5:3-5 says, and not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance, character, and character, hope. Now, hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. I hope you hear me on this. This is not religion. Hope does not disappoint. Now, may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm, and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.